Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, in this video, I want to show you the three fastest ways to make $10 million or more with e-commerce. And this will apply to people who already have e-commerce business and just want to scale it drastically. Now, before we get started, just make sure you hit the like button, subscribe to my channel. And any questions, guys, or any feedback about this video, post it. I read every single comment. Like number one, right? And this is where so people ask me, Alex, how do I scale e-commerce business? How do I scale my e-commerce business? How do I scale my Facebook ads, right? Which is a good question, but it's not a great question. And the reason it's not a great question because what is the context of that, right? And so, how do you scale your ads on Facebook, right? So people say, how do I scale my brand with Facebook? Now, if you're only relying on Facebook to scale your e-commerce brand, I mean, by itself, you're in trouble, right? You're in trouble. You're not thinking holistically about this, right? Because Facebook is just one traffic platform. Facebook is just one way to get traffic. So if you start thinking about how to scale my brand complete, overall from a more holistic standpoint, now you start opening your eyes to different traffic platforms, different ways to grow your brand, different strategic relationships and partners that you can grow your brand with. Now, if you start thinking about only about the Facebook, that limits your choices, right? So I want to show you the three strategic, holistic ways to grow any brand, any business, right? So there's only two ways to grow a business, right? Well, number one is it's basically get more new customers, right? Increase the number of new customers. So if you do that, so that's awesome, right? This is exactly where people how do I get more customers with Facebook? That's a good question, but that's not a great question, right? And you want to be asking great questions if you want to get the great answers, and if you want to have the great progress in life and in business, you want to be asking great questions. Now, so that's new customers. This is everyone focuses on now, right? If you only start a question, how do I get more customers with Facebook? That limits your choices again, right? But if you start how do I get more customers overall? Okay, so now that might be adding new traffic platform. Maybe you need to add Google, right? If you don't use Google for now, right? Maybe you need to add some Bing ads. Maybe you need to add some YouTube ads. Maybe you need to add, some influencers, right? Maybe you need to go if you're selling some product that is people searching and researching for, for example, maybe you can rank for top 10 whatever options in the market for that product, right? Maybe that's search engine optimization and getting the backlink, so growing the search engine optimization, right, side of it. Maybe that could be YouTube, organic or paid, right? So that has, as you can see, right, in terms of getting new customers, there's so many ways to think about it. So you have to be strategic about even how you think about it and how you ask that question. Because if you ask even yourself the right type of question, then the type of answer that you get from yourself and type of ideas that you get for yourself can just completely blow your mind and just blow your business beyond $10 million or even beyond. So here's how to think. So new customers, right? Then obviously you have so how much each customer spends with you. So that will be on every transaction. So that would be more the average order value stuff, right? So so you're getting these new customers and each one of them, let's say you're getting 1,000 customers a month, very simple example. So 10,000 customers and each of them spends $50 with you, right? So now what if you didn't increase this, this pretty much remained the same, but this you increased by 20% to $60. How would that change the dynamics and economics of your business? Now, right? So this is very simple example. You haven't touched this, but if you focus, how do we make sure that average order value is higher? So to do that, you can do apps like Candy Rack. You can do pre-purchase upsells. You can do post-purchase upsells. Now you start thinking about the funnels. Now you can start thinking about the quantity breaks. Now you can start thinking about the bundles of your products that you put several products together and you sell it for a higher price, right? So now, if you put your mind in that direction, let's say you increase your average order value by 20%, that there is no way that it doesn't increase your profitability, that doesn't make your business more scalable, right? And gets you closer to that 10 million mark, right? Hey guys, people have been asking me how we scale to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook. And we have a very sophisticated solution for this that I want to share with you, but it's just like too valuable to give away for free. So if you guys want this solution, just book a call with one of my team members and we'll show you exactly what it is and how it works. And we'll see if that's a good fit for you and for your business. So just book a call with my team member. We'll share it with you so you can scale your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, without having inconsistency and with high profitability. So just book a call with my team and I'll see you there. And then the third thing is how many times each customer is coming back to you, right? So pretty much it's like the frequency of purchases. So like new customers, number of new customers, how much time that each customer spends with you on average, and then how often they're coming back. So if they're, let's say they're spending $6 with you, but they only buy it once, that's pretty fucked business, I would say. Because so if customers only buy once, then you gotta be profitable. You gotta be profitable on that one transaction. And that what will happen is that inevitably the cost to acquire a customer will go up year over year. So you have to introduce some new products that customers can come back and buy so that the frequency goes up. That's why a lot of these like one product stores are pretty fucked, because they only have one product. And if customers like buy that product like once a year and they don't need it, I mean, let's say, so I mean, I only need iPhone like once a year. I need it like once a year. However, if you go to Apple website, they have like a bunch of different products to sell me for other occasions. So they have the AirPods, they have this big guy right here, all sort of products to sell me, because if they were like only rely on like one product, only once a year, their business wouldn't be as strong and it would not be, there's no way it would be like a $1 trillion company. So here's how to think about it, right? So now you're like, if you start expanding your business, not just in one direction, which is like, hey, how do I get new customers on Facebook? Which is good. You definitely need new customers. You definitely need to use Facebook. But expand your thinking, start thinking about other platforms where you can get new customers, and then also how you can get those customers to spend more with you and to buy more often from you. That's why these businesses that I buy this product called Athletic Greens, which is a pretty good product, and they have very, very interesting business model because it's a supplement, right? So the benefit of supplements and overall supplements businesses are quite valuable because like you buy them today, and if you consume them, if you like them, then you'll have to buy them in 1 month from now, like in 2 months from now, right? So the frequency, number three in this equation, would be pretty high on that, right? And then average order value, obviously they can influence it to some capacity, but if they get like one new customer, but that like new customer, pretty much the lifetime value of that customer is high because of that frequency, because customers continuously buy again. Now what that means is, they can spend, let's say on Facebook ads, whatever ads they're doing or using, they can spend a lot on the front end acquisition. They can spend even more than that customer makes them on the first transaction. So if customer spends like, if let's say if they make like $100 profit on first transaction, they might spend $150. And knowing some of the, you know, because I know the team that runs their marketing, and they're spending more than they make profit from the first transaction, because they know once they have that customer in, once they have a new customer in, the frequency of them buying will basically recoup that cost of them spending more than the front end profit, right? So if you build this kind of like business, it will be tremendously valuable business. Right. Obviously, you know, not every business has this element. Some businesses are selling. So if you're selling gadgets, probably customers don't need that gadget every single month but then you have to start thinking about other products you can introduce to the same customer so that you can make more money and you can increase that lifetime value. Right. So that's the first way to think. That's what I call this is a profit maximization. Right. It's a profit maximization. Profit multiplier, because that pretty much like multiplies your profit. If you start thinking about all of these like three directions and start improving them simultaneously. Now, the other thing that would get you to $10 million. Number two, guys, this is like what took me like years and years to realize, and I lost like so much like opportunity because I wasn't thinking in this perspective. So I call it the exit paradigm and magic time multiplier. What is this, right? What is this? I mean, you know, this is like YouTube channel about Facebook ads. You came here to learn about Facebook ads, right? And I talk about some magic here. Now, what this magic is about, right? So what is the magic? If you start thinking about your business, so you're building a business, let's say your business does like $5 million a year. So that's good. Let's say it makes $1 million profit. That's good, right? So let's say you're running that business for like 3 years. So let's say combined, you made like $3 million in profit. Let's say that's kind of like the story. You made $3 million profit. Now, let's say if you start thinking, and if you have this like exit paradigm, so your business now has value because it's you know, if someone buys that business, it can produce that like same $1 million for, you know, for the other person if they buy it and if they run it efficiently. Now, the business has value now, right? So if you decide to sell your business, and most businesses are sellable, right? If you make like few tweaks on them, like for example, if you need help with any of that, with like preparing your business for exit, or if you want to scale it first and get it to exit, just book a call with my team. There should be a link in the description. Just book a call with my team and we'll see how we can help you. This is what we do. We help entrepreneurs to scale their businesses, like let's say 6-7 figure level. We help them to scale like to like double, triple the revenue, the profitability, and then prepare those businesses for exit using our network, right? So if that's you, just book a call with my team. But getting back to it, so you have, let's say, $3 million you made here in profit, which is nice. But if you decide to sell that business will be probably valued at like $3-4 million. Which is pretty nice, right? Because now you made like $3 million. Now you have, let's say you exited the business, right? So now, like just in 1 year, like you made another $3-4 million. Let's say you made three, right? So you made three from like previous 3 years, and then you made another three from exiting the business. What happened here is a magic time multiplier, right? Why? Because, you know, you multiply the time. Instead of spending another 3 years growing that business, you just did it in one, right? In this like last like, let's say, 30 year of running the business, you pretty much like multiplied and you cut that time that you would have to otherwise like spend another 3 years. So this is the value of exiting, right? Like you save yourself 3 years of your life, 3 years that you can spend, you know, doing what you love, like spending time with your family, like, I don't know, traveling, whatever you like, right? So you just done here that, right? So if you start thinking from that perspective, so this is how to get to 10 mil. Now, how to get to 10 mil, let's say you want to get, you've grown your first business to like 1 million a year in sales. So only 1 million, for example, and let's say that's like $200,000 in profit. Not a lot, but I mean, let's say you decided to like sell that business, right? Again, even like on smaller numbers, it makes sense. Okay, so let's say that business sold for like 400,000. Now again, what is a magic time multiplier? Now it's like 2 years that you saved yourself, right? And now you have the capital that you can work with. Now you have the capital that you can work with to build a bigger project. Now you have the capital, you can hire, you know, a bigger team, you can invest in inventory, you can invest in like research and development. Now you can build a bigger project. Now you can get to that like $10 million or more a lot faster, right? If you want to build like a bigger project with this capital, if you decided to sell it. So this is the exit paradigm. Now if you start thinking, okay, so what is a business? How to increase the value of that business? Now you're starting asking yourself the right questions, and now you start getting, you know, the right answers. This is something that excites me a lot. Like when, you know, when our clients exiting their businesses, that's where a lot of the value is created, right? It's a lot of the value created for you, for yourself as a seller. It's also for a buyer, because let's say they buy the business that does like $200,000 per year in profit. That's a good business. You know, they can operate it. They can also, you know, provide for their families. They can hire, you know, team members. They can provide for their families, and they can create more value if they know how to scale that business from, let's say, 1 million to 10 million. So that is another paradigm, guys, that Once you start applying it, once you start thinking about it, it will absolutely change your life and will get you to whatever like business goals you have a lot closer.
I want to connect mastermind and network with 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneurs. Join our free community on Facebook, which is called Brand Hypergrowth. It's for only entrepreneurs who are already doing at least $30,000 or more in sales per month and want to go to 7, 8 figures. So you can connect, you can network, you can mastermind, you can exchange insights and value with these guys and take your business to the next level. So there should be a link in the description. Make sure you join today.
So number three, guys, I call it the Blue Ocean and Server Framework. And this framework is, guys, is so valuable. Like, I mean, for me personally, it's like 5x, you know, my personal like network. So I would highly recommend you guys pay attention to this as well. So Blue Ocean, say you want to sell the MCT oil and then like, you just like, okay, so I'll just go here. I mean, these guys seem to be doing very well. And I just like copy like what they do. And like, I start selling exactly the same product, right? Without kind of like thinking, how do I differentiate from like other people? How do I like sell something that is maybe not present on the market or maybe serving like some segment of the market that is niche, right? Or some kind of like more personalized for a certain segment. So here, for example, so if you look at like MCT oil, like let's say you want to get into that segment. So organic MCT oil, C8 MCT oil, MCT oil, MCT oil, MCT oil, right? Like, so how do you actually decide which one is good? I mean, all of them like relatively good. Like this one, like 1400 reviews, this one like 600. I mean, how do you decide like which one is the best? I would probably assume like this one is probably one of the best selling, and it's also present in retail and it's doing very well. Like they have a bunch of different products at Bulletproof brand. So as you can see here, they call it the Brain Octane, right? They don't call it like just like MCT oil. And so like if you start thinking how you can create that your own category, you want to create your own category, because if you start thinking about the Bulletproof, very successful brand, like it's like they position it as a brain octane. Like they position it as a like something for like high performance, right? So if you start like naming naming your brand like in that way, you're creating your own category. There's this company that is absolutely destroying, and I love this company. It's like very fast growing. Like think about it. Like, so this one has been, it's called Javi Coffee, right? Like, okay, so Javi Coffee entering the segment of cold brews. I mean, cold brew is like iced coffee and like cold brew. Okay, so I mean, that's nothing new. I mean, this stuff has been around for like, this stuff has been around for like years now, like the cold brew, the nitro cold brew, like the Starbucks stuff. I mean, it's, there's nothing new about it. Like, but what they do here is they name it the Microdose 30X Liquid Coffee Concentrate. They don't call it cold brew. Like, how would you fucking compete with Starbucks? Like, so as you can see, these guys like cold brew, cold brew, cold brew. I mean, still doing well, but like, this company is probably like, I mean, they scaled so fast because they created their own category. So if you want to scale fast, customers are always like kind of like on a hunt for like shiny objects, right? Like, so again, like with the same as iPhone, I mean, like you have iPhone this year and then like next year they have another shiny object, better camera, you know, whatever that is. So you want to create your own category. So here, microdose coffee concentrate. Okay, so if we search for like microdose coffee concentrate, let's see what will show up. Boom. I think this one is similar. This one is quite similar, right? I think they borrowed like part of the strategy. But if you search for like microdose, I mean, like this one shows up, right? This one shows up, but all other ones are not showing up. Like you can see cold brew is only like below because they're specifically ranking for these keywords. Now, I don't know the search volume for these. Probably a lot of people still searching for like cold brew, but this what helps to differentiate in customer's mind, right? Now, also what helps to differentiate in customer mind, like look at the colors. All of this like fucking boring. Like, I mean, it's nice, but it's boring. Like, and this is yellow, bright. What differentiate Bulletproof, right? I mean, their coffee doesn't seem to be good. Like you can see their reviews are pretty bad. But
You can see their packaging is like on point. Their packaging is very bright. Dunkin' packaging, but it's more kind of like lower priced brand. But for premium brands, you can see, and then it has a demonstration of the product. Who does that? Let's see, right? So now you start thinking, like, how do you differentiate, like, from a visual standpoint, so it looks like it looks differently, but also from the concept, from the perspective of creating your own category. Like, rename it. Rename your own category, tweak it, like, make it your own category. Because once you do that, it's like, people don't have nothing to compare it to. It's like, if I would compare it like this microdose, I mean, I wouldn't be able to compare it to this one, because this is microdose liquid coffee concentrate, and this is made, I mean, this is just coffee. Like, 24x liquid coffee concentrate, and this is 30x. So I don't know, this probably better because it's 30x and this was only 24x. So creating that own category is what will help you to scale, right? People saying like, Ali, how do you scale? Like, I mean, like as a drop, let's say you're a drop shaper, obviously you can scale with the same product, like, and that's what people hunting for this, like winning products, which is like nonsense. Like winning product, like, of course, if it's like, if you have like the 2 weeks of that momentum until like 50 other people start running exactly same product with exactly same name, of course it's a winning product. Of course it's like, it will last like 2 weeks and then it will die. And people, oh, my product have died, or my product is saturated. Is coffee saturated category? It's probably one of the most fucking saturated categories. Like, try compete. Like, again, like put your coffee shop here with Starbucks. Like, it will be hard to compete with them, right? But then you have to be creative. You have to create your own category, right? It probably won't be even like, it won't be even like named as coffee shop. It would be something else, like a high performance shop. Like, you come here, yeah, you come to the shop, you take like few shots, and like you exiting like this, and like you go and perform. Like, if, I mean, that might work in busy office areas. Like, you do like this. You start thinking about it. You're creating your own category. Once you start creating your own category, that changes everything. That's what allows you to scale, because, you know, customers are like, huh? What is this? Now, what will happen here probably is like other companies will try to replicate it, will try to like microdose coffee concentrate. I don't know if that's like trademark or anything, but again, the marketing strategy and kind of like the positioning is very, very strong. Very good listing. So if you want to learn how to position your product, just go here, go to Amazon. They advertise heavy on Facebook. They advertise like a lot on Facebook as well. So that's what you want to see as well, kind of how they do it. So that's on that side. Now, that's the blue ocean. The survey framework, right? If you start thinking about it, survey framework, what is survey framework? Like, a lot of people say like, and I've learned this from the lady that runs the company called Lady Boss, and such a good point. So they've been like, initially, I think they started from some coaching. They had some training program for ladies, right? So they had this like coaching program or like online challenge, right? So they started doing that, and then customers started asking them, oh, what's the best like protein supplement we can buy? Okay, so they tell them because they have a very engaged community, so they shared, okay, so this is good protein, this is good protein, this is good protein. And then someone asking the company, hey, why don't we sell our own proteins? The first kind of like for a business owner is like, oh, I mean, we are not in supplement business, we're in like coaching business. But then eventually they decided to implement supplements, and now it's like 70 or 80% of their business, supplements. Right? The same happened with other, like, you know, with apparel. And each of these categories that they have, they pretty much expanded over time by listening to the customers, right? So that's why this mindset that you should have is like server, right? Like, I mean, how do you serve your market? How do you serve your customers? Obviously, you can serve them with like new products, introducing new models of the products, introducing like a new version of the product that you can sell. You just have to be open-minded in terms of what you should introduce and just continuously serve that market, because so that will affect the frequency, right? Like, so they, you know, remember like the three variables. So we have the new customers, we have the average order value, how much customer spends, and then the frequency. So now you will affect this, right? Because now you have something exciting for customers just to come back and buy from you. So start thinking about this. And again, guys, these are the things that Like once you start putting in your business the specific tactics and strategies, you will get to that $10 million like benchmark in no time. And if you need any help with that, just book a call with my team. We'll see how we can help you out. Let me know what you think in the comments, guys. Any of these, y'all might be wrong. Just tell me, Alex, you're wrong. Like, you know, that's all bullshit. You know, this is how I grew my company to like $20 million without doing any of that. Just let me know in the comments if you've done that. So this will be interesting. We'll book an interview. We'll have like an argument and we'll have an exciting time. So if you have any of that, just let me know. If you have any feedback for the videos, if you want to see any other videos, just let me know as well. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Make sure you like this video, you subscribe to my channel, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.